Episode 2 of Bon Vivant.
Yay.
With the Lady V and me, Brian Black. We recently ate at the Boiling Crab. It's a Cajun restaurant. Why is that one of your favorite places?
Because it's delicious. I don't even know how to describe it. It's
Cajun food.
Yeah, it's definitely...
Which is, we should describe that. It's generally spicy. It's got hot chili peppers, tomatoes, celery, onions, green peppers. There's generally some kind of meat, a chicken or beef. Depends on the type of Cajun food you get, but seafood, shrimp, crawfish. You like crawfish. I don't. I think it's a pain in the ass trying to peel those things apart, but why do you like this place so much?
I don't know. They have definitely the ingredients that I really like. I think it tastes really good because it's like spicy. There's garlic, there's butter. I don't really know if there's like the usual Cajun type of style that you kind of mentioned there. I can't taste like tomatoes or anything, but
there's no seafood purlieu. It's really a spicy hot chili sauce drenched over shrimp. In this case, crawfish,
clams, extra crab, anything seafood related, you name it.
Garlic.
Yeah. So
lots of garlic.
It's basically a popular Cajun style seafood boil place.
Lots of Asians in there.
Called Boiling Crab. And it is one of my favorites. I think it, when I was reading about it, it originated in Texas, which I guess kind of makes sense because that's kind of where a lot of...
That's the South.
Yeah, like a lot of Cajun style type of food. But it's kind of blown up and they're everywhere now. I think I saw it on Yelp in New York, Las Vegas.
Yeah.
So it's been really popular. But they're heavily based in Orange County. And
large Asian population.
Yeah. Like I said, you basically order your seafood like shrimp, clams. Here they have Dungeness crab, snow crab, blue crab, oysters, but they don't usually, it's just raw oysters, which are also delicious, by the way. One of the best oysters I've ever had.
How do they serve it?
They serve it in a bag.
Yeah, a big plastic bag. They give you like a garbage bag full of oysters and crawfish, and you can get it all mixed together.
Well, the oysters are actually raw, so that's actually served on a plate. But yeah, the other seafood that you mentioned is served in a bag. So it can be kind of scary when you first see it if you're not used to it. Yeah, it's definitely messy. When you go to the restaurant, you're like sat at this table and there's a plastic tablecloth.
It's wax paper.
Yeah.
They use it everywhere. Big, giant sheets of wax paper. And that's your the tablecloth that they give it to you when you take it home because you got to spread that across the floor and the table.
It makes for easy cleanup. After you're done, literally pick up the waxy paper cloth and just kind of throw into the trash. But
the ambiance of the restaurant is
it reminds me of like a boat theme. Like there's wood everywhere. I don't know, there's writing on the wall.
Lots of writing on the wall. That was like the key thing that I've underlined here.
Yeah, it's kind of, I don't know how to explain it.
I should have looked up some kind of like descriptive word for that. There's got to be a name for that. But it suits it. And it tastes a lot better than the restaurant looks.
Yeah, the lines are outrageous. I picked up some yesterday to go.
Yeah.
And
you had to wait a while.
The one that I went to, it's actually a to-go place. But the actual restaurant, at like 9 o'clock at night, they still had a line. And it's usually like an hour to 2 hours of wait.
That's crazy. That's to sit there?
Yeah, just to sit there and eat. It's outrageous. And I've waited, so I know that.
Well, what is it like? How much does a normal person order? A pound of crawfish?
Yeah, so they kind of go by the pound. So
that's
like
$15.
Well, so it depends. So for crawfish, they have frozen crawfish and live crawfish. And so the frozen crawfish goes for like $9.99 a pound, or the fresh crawfish is like $15.99 a pound. And then the same way goes for a shrimp, which can range from like $10.99 a pound.
Yeah, they vary. There's a market price.
Yeah. And so that's how you order. So you'll get maybe a pound of shrimp and a pound of crawfish, and you'll get it in the sauce that they have. So you can either pick a garlic butter, lemon pepper, or what they have as their version, which is called the whole shebang, which means there's garlic butter and lemon pepper. And then you kind of pick your range of mild to spicy. You can even do non-spicy as well. And
what? Do you know how much trouble that spicy sauce gives me? This whole time there was a non-spicy?
Let's cross that off. I didn't... Yeah, I think we're so used to getting... I used to get like really spicy and it would burn, but it was so good. And now that I feel like...
It burns both ways.
And because of garlic, I don't... It makes you burp a lot and also go to the bathroom. It
makes you... Yes.
It gives off a really bad odor from your mouth and your butthole. But, so you can order it either as spicy as you want it or as mild as you want it.
Really?
Which isn't it?
So this is still one of your favorite places, despite the side effects.
Yeah. It's
masochist.
I just have to make sure that
I like it too. I like it a lot. It's one of
my
favorites.
Eat it when there's nowhere else to go, because you'll definitely end up in the restroom.
We have to stay home.
I think usually for you it's like a instant hit, and mine would
like
take
40 minutes,
24 hours. So I'm a little bit more lucky. But I feel like the older I've gotten, like the less spice I can handle. So
I think they're getting hotter.
I used to eat really spicy. Now,
like whether you get super hot or mild, it's the same temperature. It's the same amount of spice.
Yeah, I feel like it just builds up. Like the more that you eat.
That could be.
But it's really good. The sauce itself is like really thick and viscous. And you could see like the garlic and the butter and the oil. But it's salty, savory. It kind of has like a slight maybe sweetness to it. I'm sure there's probably like sugar in it.
Yeah, it could be. Maybe.
It's so hard to like describe. I can't even like I know other places have their own variations, or maybe they try to copycat, because I feel like
generally not as good.
Yeah, I feel like Boiling Crab came out first, and then after that there's like different restaurants, so there's like tons.
There is a close one though.
Yeah, well,
that we like.
Yeah, there's some other places too. So there's like Kicking Crab, Rock and Crawfish, which closed down now, Submarine Crab, Wild Crab, Fire Crab. The list literally goes on.
It's a long list.
Just different names for it. And I feel like they are all, some of them are like really good. Some of them are comparable and they're just different variations. But yeah, they also have other things as well too. So if you're not interested in seafood or picking at it, like Brian mentioned, the crawfish is a little bit difficult. And I feel like I've eaten there so much that I just learned a really good technique and I can open it really quick.
So what did we eat? Because what do we order?
So what I got was, I got a pound of clams. I got a pound of shrimp, a pound of fresh crawfish. And then, they also have sausages as well too. And that can be cooked with the Cajun boil that we mentioned. And it was really good. And so then I also ordered extra sauce. And Brian was able to put that over rice and like mix it together.
Yeah, the rice is good.
Yeah.
I mean, to be able to mix it with rice is good.
Yeah, it's really good just to eat the sauce by itself. Like, I probably just really love the sauce more than anything. So
it's good on eggs because you can order it separately.
Yeah, now they have a side order of it. So it's like $2.50, but they give you like a whole cup of it. And we actually ate it last night and then the next morning.
That place is so popular. There's one of the chains is in LA, and the restaurants next door to it have almost no business. And they will rent out, sort of, they'll let you order food in boiling crab and eat it in their restaurant just so they'll get some business. And then they try and sell you drinks and stuff.
Yeah. And that's what we did last. Well, actually, no, we just ordered the drinks from there while we waited. But
yeah,
it would have been a really good idea to just stay there and drink. And because otherwise we had, I think we had to wait like 40 minutes to an hour still.
Yeah,
they want to eat at the restaurant.
Stretched thin.
Mm-hmm. They also give you these really cute bibs that you can wear over your neck.
Oh, adorable. You look like a dork when you wear them.
They have a little, I think there's like a little lobster on in the front.
Yeah, I like it. That is a little cute.
Yeah. And it catches your food when it falls so you can save it for later. I'm just kidding. It really does have a little pouch though. But yeah, so there's also another place that's very similar as well to this restaurant, and we've actually liked it a lot too. It's a little bit more modernized. It's called Big Catch Seafood.
Should we do a separate show on that? Or just draw the parallels?
I think we could draw the parallels.
Just say how they're similar?
Yeah.
Yeah. Go ahead.
Yeah, it's very similar in the fact that you can order your seafood. However, here, it comes in a bucket. It's not a bag.
It's like a
classier version.
It was a bucket, wasn't it? Yeah. Or was it a pan?
It was like a pan, but then you threw your trash into a bucket.
Yeah, and you sit on these big pieces of lumber. They got the hipster chalkboard up on the wall. With
yeah,
their obscure beers, which are pretty damn good.
They also have a really good happy hour too, which we enjoyed.
Yeah.
They had a really good lychee, I think it was like a lychee mix.
Some kind of mixed drink?
Yeah, it was like lychee and wine or something like that. It was really good.
I don't remember that. I think I was drinking too many beers.
You're probably drunk from the beer. Yeah.
That's good. And that's in Long Beach.
It's a really cool area because it's located near all of the bars and stuff, so.
Yeah, you just have to drive past the bad part of Long Beach to get there. The food's good, though. It doesn't cripple you for the next day.
Yeah.
Like boiling crab.
I felt like we got, did we get mild or medium?
It doesn't give you crippling gas.
Well, that's still questionable, but it didn't leave us in the toilet. Yeah. Like boiling crab does.
Could you imagine getting stuck in traffic after that? I actually don't even think I could leave the restaurant.
Messy
in time.
In your car. Maybe that's why they give you those bibs so you can collect it. When you're...
You have anything else on your list?
Just that it's delicious. Either place that you go, if you go to Boiling Crab in Orange County or in Los Angeles or any state that you might be in that they have it, it's definitely an awesome place to check out.
We'll put the Yelp info and stuff in the show notes for the one that we went to.
Yeah, and we'll also connect to the to-go place if that makes it easier. I think it's just easier to take home if you have a place to eat, but it can get messy, so just be careful. Otherwise, definitely drink beer if you can with your, I feel like it tastes really good together.
Yeah. You want like a kind of a malty lager, not something that's super piney.
We had, Pacifico.
Yeah. Pacifico is better than drinking something like Heineken. Heineken's got kind of a piney hoppy flavor. So that could accentuate the burn versus Pacifico, which has slight carbonation. And the maltiness really complements the burn. Like,
yeah.
Really good.
Yeah. I kept drinking that Pacifico as I was eating all that crawfish.
Especially in a michelada. Using the newly discovered ingredient for the ultimate michelada, which is Ballast Point Bloody Mary Mix. Ballast Point is a beer brewer. Apparently, they have a Bloody Mary Mix, and it's incredible.
Yeah, it was really good.
It's got all the right stuff in it, just to make it just right.
I mean, I still think the michelada that we had in Mexico was delicious.
Yeah,
but
yeah, that's better.
This is like a pretty close second.
Where did the soy sauce go, though? Like, they put Maggi soy sauce in the michelada in Mexico, and you don't even taste it.
Yeah. They just had a really good balance.
Magic.
Some places, because they use, like, Worcestershire. Worcestershire sauce. The meat sauce. And we just had a michelada recently, and they used a lot. It was like they just used half of the bottle in there. But I feel like once they have a really good balance, it makes all the flavors go well together. Yeah. It tastes delicious. The spiciness, the tomato taste.
I think people should try it. Then they should go to bringyourwallet.com/contact and give us feedback. Tell us what they thought about that restaurant, because we'd like to know.
Yes, we would.
All right. Until the next episode, you can go to bringyourwallet.com/contact for feedback and suggestions. bringyourwallet.com/donate to support the show and share the show. Ciao.